Whether you're an online business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, juggling between managing your website and keeping up with everyday tasks is hard enough without the stress and time consumption of managing hosting. At Kinsta.com, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Founded in 2013, Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting service dedicated to delivering lightning-fast speed, enterprise-grade security, and a user-friendly dashboard called My Kinsta that simplifies site management. Thanks to unlimited, free, expert-led migrations, customers experience up to 200% faster sites when they move their WordPress sites to Kinsta. And with 24/7 human-only expert support, get peace of mind that your WordPress sites stay online, secure, and performing at their best. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Kinsta.com. Get started for free today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you go into the kitchen to cook a dish and the very first thing you get is a recipe and you follow the recipe and you work with the recipe, eventually you'll master that dish. Once you've mastered it and made it a few times, you can make the dish over and over again and you'll remember the recipe. You don't have to keep going back to the recipe book. Now, if somebody says, boy, that's really delicious, you don't say, well, it's a miracle, like something out of voodoo. No, you just followed a proven recipe that had been worked out by people before you. And that's basically the secret of success. If you want to be successful in starting a business, then you study what people have learned, and everything that people have learned, they've written down or shared in seminars or put onto audio programs. I learned this from a very wise man named Kopp Koppmeyer, who spent more than 50 years studying success. And he had developed more than 1,000 success principles that he had derived out of something like 6,000 books. And when I met him, I asked him the question you would ask. Of all these 1,000 principles, because I had studied it all, which is the most important principle of all? And he said, Brian, he said, it's simple. He said, use proven success methods. He said, learn from the experts. He said, Brian, you'll never live long enough to learn it all for yourself. So what I find is that successful people are those who learn from others who've gone before them. Unsuccessful people try to make it all up, like a cook going into the kitchen, taking ingredients out of the cupboards, throwing them all in a bowl, and wondering why it doesn't taste good. This is why people's sales careers, why 80% of salespeople are functioning well below their potential, only 20% make all the money, why 20% of businesses in any industry make all the profits, why 20% of the professionals in any service make 80% of the money, and so on, is because they follow proven success principles, proven recipes, proven formulas, proven combinations, and they just do them over and over again until they master them. Then they can do more and more of them, faster and faster, easier and easier, at a higher level of quality. And all that translates into greater results. We are where we are and what we are because of the choices and decisions that we have made in the past. Choices and decisions with regard to the jobs we take, the people we work with, the people we marry, live with, socialize, the investments we've made, the uses of our time, and so on. We are where we are and what we are because of our choices and decisions. So the starting point of changing our life is to make new choices and decisions, which requires that we stop making old choices and decisions that are not helping us. In other words, to get into something new, you've got to get out of something old. To start associating with positive people, you've got to stop associating with people who are not helping you. And in many cases, people realize they're going to have to break off old friendships, break out of relationships. I've seen this happen countless of times. Quit jobs, stop associating with negative family members who are constantly critical. You're going to have to reorient yourself to more positive people. Now, the third principle that's so important is this, is that there's a law of attraction in the universe that says that you attract into your life people and circumstances in harmony with your own thinking. So if you start to read really good material, set goals, commit to your own personal development, strive to become good at what you're doing, listen to positive audio programs, associate with positive people like at this seminar, what happens is you set up a force field of energy that is invisible, but it attracts into your life people, circumstances, possibilities, opportunities that would not have been there in the absence of your own changed thinking. So all three conspire. Stop making bad decisions, start making good decisions, start associating with people who are encourage you, are in harmony with what you think, and then trust to this law of attraction to bring the right people into your life.
Dr. Shrelly Blotnick's study of self-made millionaires. 83 out of 1,500 people became self-made millionaires over 20 years. He found that the one quality that they all had in common was that they picked work that they loved, they specialized in that work, they became very good in it, and they eventually became paid very well for it, and then they held on to the money. I throw that last one in because I know a lot of you can relate to that. They held on to the money. They didn't gamble or speculate. They were very conservative with their money. They got paid more and more, and they held on to it. One of them started off...
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Cleaning toilets on the night shift for an airline. And today he's the president of the airline and makes $1,950,000 a year. Now, he's been with the airline for 35 years, but it's not difficult to become a millionaire when you're making $1,950,000 a year. Even with taxes, you can still do pretty well. He found that the quality that separated these people from the ones who struggled for 20 years and weren't much further ahead than when they started was that they became totally absorbed in their work, totally committed to their work. They lost themselves in their work, and when they lifted up their head about the age of 43, 44, their accountant told them, by the way, you're worth over $1 million now. Did you know that? Most of them became wealthy without even knowing it. And so it's important that you find the work that you can commit yourself to. It's important that you find the relationship you can commit yourself to. And if you are an employer and you have people working for you who are not committed to their work, these people are like rotten apples in a barrel. I have found that people who are not committed to their jobs are people who will always cause trouble within an organization. And the people who are committed, you don't have to be the most talented, and you don't have to be the best looking, you don't have to be the best educated, but if you're committed to your work, you'll do more than all the people with all of those blessings. So commitment is important. Helen Keller said this beautifully. She said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. That the tendency, she said, in the earlier parts of this statement, she said, the tendency to seek security is the low road to failure. That courage is absolutely essential. And one of the things that I used to think that if you were really courageous, eventually you got to the point where you weren't afraid. I'm going to tell you something, that if you're not a little bit afraid, at least 3 or 4 nights a week, you're not trying hard enough. If you're not falling on your face over and over again, if you're not trembling when you go to sleep with your heart pounding, then what is happening is you're not trying hard enough. You're living too far within your potential. That all really successful people live on the outside edge of what they're capable of. And it's always a little bit scary on the outside edge because we all have feelings of uncertainty. We all have fears. We all have doubts that hold us back. But the brave person is simply the person who moves forward and keeps taking the chance. And you cannot imagine a successful person without courage. You cannot imagine a successful person without the courage to face and confront their fears and to move forward.
I remember discovering something that was astonishing to me, and it was that your level of self-esteem or self-worth, your sense of personal value, the amount that you like yourself and respect yourself, determines the entire quality of your life. It determines the goals you set and how big they are. It determines how much you believe in yourself, which is how much you persist in your goals. It determines what you learn. It determines how much you like other people, how much they like you back. So the psychology of achievement is based around this concept that the more you do the things that make you feel good about yourself, which is setting goals, working toward them, treating people well, learning, taking good care of yourself, all the positive things that you do raise your self-esteem, improve your self-image, improve the quality of your relationships with other people, and enable you to have a wonderful life. And that just set me off. I teach a program, it's an advanced coaching and mentoring program to business owners. And I tell them that if you come and work with me for 1 year, I will show you how to double your income and double your time off within 12 months. And then what I do is I front-end load the first day of coaching so that they double their income within 30 days. Everybody does it. It's very simple. I hand them out a spiral notebook, like a school notebook, And I said, what I'm going to ask you to do is I'm going to ask you to write down 10 goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next 12 months. Write them in the present tense as though they are already a reality. Not I will earn, but I earn. And then at the end of it, write by and have a due date. I earn this amount by this date. I weigh this number of kilos or pounds by this date. I achieve this goal by this date. Now, when you write it down, you engage in what is called a psychoneuromotor activity, which is a 50-cent word, as we say. It's a big word. But what it means is that you see it when you're writing it, you sub-vocalize when you are speaking, you kinesthetically write it, and by doing the handwriting, you actually program it into the hard drive of your subconscious mind. And I've had people do this exercise once, and a year later, they found that list of goals, and they were astonished to find that 8 of the 10 goals had been achieved. I spoke to a gentleman recently, remarkable story. He said, after he had gone through my seminar, he heard me say, write down 101 goals that you want to accomplish in your lifetime. Well, he was about 24. He was struggling. He was poor. He had a used car, no money, unmarried, single, so on. So he went home that weekend. He got a spiral notebook. He wrote down 101 goals. Now, 12 years later, I'm coming back to the same city, Atlanta, Georgia. And so he came to my seminar and he said, I have to talk to you. He said, because 2 weeks ago, I was going through my papers and I found that notebook. And I said, there's that notebook I wrote so many years ago. And he took it out and he said, I wonder how I did. And so he began looking and he took out a pen and he began ticking off the 101 goals. So, yes, I achieved that. And I achieved that. And I achieved that. He said, Brian, and he started to cry. He started to shake. He said, Brian, I had achieved all 101 goals in 12 years. One of my goals was to marry a beautiful woman, which I did. To have children, which I do. To start my own business, which I did. To become a millionaire, which I am today. To own a new Mercedes, which I have. To put my children in private schools, which I did. To travel around the world, to learn a language, to sing a song, to learn to speak. He said, it was unbelievable. He said, not 100. 101 goals had been achieved in 12 years. He said, it was overwhelming to him. He could not believe it because I had told him, if you write them down, it's like programming them into your subconscious mind, where they then begin to work 24 hours a day while you're doing other things.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.